Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the High Plains. Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, those that give life meaning.
Four-letter words. Most of us have heard about four-letter words. The minute you mention them, many think naughty words. But this time of year, hope is a four-letter word, as is soil, seed, rain, bird, root, stem, and grow. Four-letter words, everyone. As I roam about my yard planting hollyhocks, bachelor buttons, sweet William, zinnias, and other butterfly attractors, I kept thinking, I hope for moisture and that the hard little holes I tucked in the earth would sprout roots and stems to unfurl skyward under warm spring sun. With the advent of t-shirt and shorts weather, I see people walking about towns with a spring in their steps. All of us are tired of winter's leafless silhouettes. We're weary of seeing only sere grass and stick-like bushes. Our senses ache for hues of green and brilliant blossoms. Even birds agree. Those not yet on the nest warble noisy courting songs, perform antic dances, and ruffle feathers, hoping to attract mates. Who can help but smile while watching such crazy expenditures of energy, knowing it's one of those four-letter words, hope, that drives each of us to do all we can to make the most of these perfect few days of spring? During a painting class I recently attended, students explained to our waterlogged Wyoming teacher that we need rain. Unlike us, she's seen an excess of moisture recently, so she struggled to relate to our craving for wet stuff. While we enjoyed the mild temperatures and balmy days with her, she treasured 24-hour sequences that didn't require the use of snow shovels. She wasn't looking forward to the predicted rain and snow on her homeward journey. Despite her dismay at the weather reports, we were giddy, hoping precipitation might move our way. Without moisture, we look forward to more blowing dust, bare fields, dirty cars, as well as stunted vegetables and blossoms if we can even garden in our water-deprived communities. Rain brings optimism for green yards, wheat, and a harvest. Those clouds building on the horizon have no idea when they pass us by and sprinkle on another town what they do to hearts thirsting for water-laden droplets. We're so dry here that folks normally indignant when rain ruins their plans behave gleefully when they have to move track practice or outdoor picnics inside. Those of us wearing spectacles relish coming indoors from the sprinkles to wipe our glasses dry. Not only have the few little dribbles we've received perked up spirits, they've also jolted dormant perennials into production. Bushes that were tawny canes days earlier have sprouted hordes of pale green buds. A wheat field behind my house turned lush blue-green and grew at least 2 inches and nothing flat. I should have set up a stop-action camera. I'd have captured amazing footage of high-speed growth. Yep, this time of year, four-letter words rule. Dirt, bird, seed, rain, and hope are important elements of spring. I'm all for saying as many of those words as I can in mixed and unmixed company. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the High Plains.
Prairie Tales is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and voiced by Karen Madoran, produced by Cindy Talley. More Prairie Tales online at hppr.org.
Come, my love, and walk with me. Bottom of an ancient sea, where the windy currents flow.